The muffle kiln with its kiln chamber facing the pottery workshop was constructed in 1938. Prior to this, a wood-fired Kassel kiln had stood at the same place in the annex during the Bauhaus era, followed by a smaller muffle kiln. In a muffle kiln, the ceramic stands in the sealed kiln chamber, which means that it is protected from ash and gases during firing. The kiln chamber is walled up during firing. Then follows a 30-hour-long firing period and an equally long cooling down phase. After the departure of Otto Lindig, the Kaltings continued to use this furnace right up to the 1950s. Liebfriede Bernstiel recalls,
"Another job that took all our energy was bringing the coal in. I no longer know how often a year we had to order 200 hundredweights of coal. The supplier dropped the briquettes on the road along the wall. We then had to cart it together with Lindig. He never held back. Into a room to the side of the large kitchen until the room was full. No one was spared from this work, or better said, no one skived from it. The large cart was too heavy for me. It overturned me rather than me overturning the coal. So I grabbed Otto's toy cart from when he was younger, which held around a third of the coal of the large cart. And so I did my bit. They all made comments about me, but that didn't bother me that much. While the others filled up their large cart and pushed it in, I pushed mine three times, and so more than did my fair share. Once this coal room was full to the brim, there was an even greater test of strength. The full cart had to be pushed over the uneven hinterland to the shaft of the muffle kiln. And there, with a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, the cart was emptied into the shaft."